This is Tani Talks Radio, where we talk a topic for the week
for the audience members to keep.
We're talking this week the concept of the kippah. Why should I cover my head? Why should we cover our head? Why should we be involved in such an aspect and such a thing? Why should I put something on my head? Why should I be involved in such an aspect? We know for many, many centuries, for a very long time, we've been covering our heads. We've been using kippot. We've been using these aspects. Cover thy head. Be involved in covering thy head. But the question is why? And the question is, what is the purpose? What is the element? What is the aspect to do this? Why should we be involved in such a thing? Why should we be involved in covering our head at all? So there are many sources to talk about this. And of course, on Tani Talks Radio, we do it in this format. It used to be live, but now we do it in this format. And we try to talk different things that could bring it home. So hopefully it could bring it home for you. The Gemara talks about in Kiddushin 31a, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Asur la'adam shiyahalech arba amos bekoma zakufa, shenamar melo kol ha'aretz kivodo, Rav Huna bereid Rav Yehoshua lo misagi arba amos begiloi harosh, Amar shechina lamala meroshi. With regard to this same issue, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it is prohibited for a person to walk even 4 cubits, 4 amos, with an upright posture, which is considered an arrogant manner. As it states, the whole world, the entire world is full of his glory. This comes from Yeshayahu. One who walks in an arrogant manner indicates a lack of regard for the glory and honor of Hashem that is surrounding him, and thereby chases God from that place, as it were. Rav Huna, son of Rabbi Yeshua, would not walk 4 cubits with an uncovered head. So the idea is that the kippah gives to us an element, an idea. It gives to us an aspect that we want it to be, that we don't have arrogance, that we have humility, that we have humbleness in our life, understanding that someone is above us, someone is orchestrating and guiding our life in every single aspect. The kippah reminds us, Hashem is above me. Hashem is the one really guiding my life. Hashem is the one that's moving my destiny. The Mishnah Torah talks about in prayer and the priestly blessing, Tikun ha-malbushim keitzad misakin malbushav techila o mitzayin atzmo o mahadar shenemar hishtach vil ha-Hashem b'hadras kodesh v'lo yamod b'tfila b'af nun daso v'lo b'rosh megule v'lo b'raglai megulos im derech anshe ha-makom shelo ya'amdu b'fnei ha-gedolim ela b'batei ha-raglayim v'chom makom shelo ye'echos tfilin b'yado v'sefer Torah b'zaro v'yispal b'bnei shel libo tarud b'hen v'lo ye'echos kelim mos b'yado avol mis Adjustment of the dress before beginning the service. This dress should first be adjusted, the personal appearance made trim and neat. It says from Tehillim, worship Hashem in the beauty of holiness. One should not stand in prayer wearing a money belt or bareheaded or barefoot. It's proper covet, it's proper honor to Hashem, to daven before Hashem, having a pleasant and a proper appearance, where the local custom is not to stand in the presence of the great without shoes. Why would we ever do that before Hashem? One should not pray anywhere holding phylacteries in the hand or carrying a scroll of the law in the arms, for the mind would then be preoccupied with those sacred objects. So first we talk about remembering not to be arrogant that Hashem is above us, but then we remember to be in a proper forum, in a proper mode of dress, in a proper depiction of ourselves, and in a proper appearance of ourselves before Hashem with the proper head covering and the proper dress. Obviously, if you're wearing torn rags when you're davening before Hashem, that's not nice either. We need to make sure to present ourselves to Hashem in a proper manner and also in a non-arrogant manner. Shabbos 118b talks about Amar Rav Nachman, Tesi li dekayimis, shalosh seudos b'Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tesi li dekayimis, I yun tefila. Amar Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Yehoshua, Tesi li. Dolo segena arba amos begiloi harosh. Amar Rav Sheshes, Tesi li. Dekayimis mitzvah tefilin, v'amar Rav Nachman, Tesi li. Dekayimis mitzvah tzitzis. Rav Nachman said, may I receive my reward, because I fulfilled the obligation to eat 3 meals on Shabbos magnificently. Rabbi Yehuda said, may I receive my reward, because I fulfilled the obligation of consideration during prayer. Rav Huna, son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, may I receive my reward, because I never walked 4 cubits with my head uncovered. Rav Sheshet said, may I receive my reward because I fulfilled the mitzvah of phylacteries magnificently. Apparently it wasn't so easy. Back in the days to always walk with a kippah, they might have had to wear a turban or some sort of thing that was tied on their head. I don't know if they had the kippah back then, whatever they used, but it wasn't so simple. So he asks to get his reward because it's a big deal that he always went with a kippah, never lacking for the kippah. Shabbos 156 talks about a midrav Nachman bar Yitzchak Hanami. Ein mazal li Yisrael de'ime derav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar le kedala'e, kiladae. Berech gavna have lo shivakte galuye reshe amar le kase reshach ki hechid sehave alach em sam deshmaya uva'i rachame lo have yada amai ka'amra le yamachad yasev kagaris tuse diklam nefal galima me'ilave reshe Dili ene chaza ledikla alme yitzre silik paske lekibura bishrineya. For that which transpired to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak as well, it can be derived that there is no consolation for the Jewish people. As Chaldean astrologers told Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's mother, your son will be a thief. She did not allow him to uncover his head. She said to her son, cover your head, cover thy head, so that the fear of heaven will be upon you, and pray for divine mercy. He did not know why she said this to him. One day he was sitting and studying beneath a palm tree that it did not belong to him, and the cloak fell off his head. So another reason, besides for a proper depiction before Hashem, proper allocating yourself before Hashem, making sure you're not arrogant, is also that the fear of heaven will be upon you, and having divine mercy. You want to have some proper respect for God. You want to have some proper humility for God. You want to have some fear of Hashem upon you. Keep that kippah on your head. Cover your head. If you need to go on the public transportation, so wear a hat. It's always the funniest thing when someone who's clearly Jewish, you know, with a suit and everything and like payas and a long beard, covers their head with a cap. Like no one's going to realize that they're Jewish. No one's going to realize they're a Jew, you know? They're wearing the hat. But, you know, I do the same thing. When I go to work, when I travel on the train, I take the LARRR, we live in Long Island, and I work in an area of Queens. For safety reasons, for safety precautions, I like to wear a hat, especially because I've seen very unsavory comments on different Long Island Railroad stops, especially in the current age, in the current stage we live in, after the horrendous October 7th attacks, and the world went crazy with anti-Semitism and not really backing the Jewish people and Israel nearly as much or not at all around the world in many different places. So I wear the hat. I cover my head using that. And then at work in the building, when I feel safely inside the building, I have my kippah proudly showing, you're Jewish, Mr. Tani? Yes. Yes, I am. Get many different questions all the times, but that kippah is an indicator. And sometimes I'll show them my tzitzis, my fringes, and they talk about different people wearing these fringes out of their clothing. And I show them and they're like, whoa, yeah, we saw that at a recent place, at a recent event. Not everybody always sees it, but when we wear the kippah, we're also an ambassador of Hashem. We're also an ambassador of the Jewish people, which is another wonderful thing. The fear of heaven can be upon you. Don't be arrogant and make sure to come in a pleasant way before Hashem. The Mishnah Torah points out, in human dispositions, Tznius gedola nohagim talmidei chachamim ba'atzman, lo yisbazu v'lo yisgalu roshan v'lo gufan v'afilu b'sha sheyikhanes levesa kisei yehei tzanua v'lo yigala begadav im sheyeshem v'lo yikaneach b'yamin v'yisrachik mikol adam v'yikhanes cheder lefnim mecheder me'ora lefnim min ha'me'ora v'nifnam. Vim nifne achore hagader, yisrachik, kedesha lo yishma chavero kolo im nisatish, vim nifne bivika yarchik kedesha lo yira chavero pe roo, lo yedaber kishahu nifne afilo tzorach gadam. The disciples of the wise conduct themselves with an abundance of privacy. They should not degrade themselves, they should not uncover their heads and not their bodies. You should make sure that you go with tzinua, with tzinius. You should go with privacy and with modesty. Don't degrade yourself. Don't uncover your head. Even when entering a lavatory, entering the bathroom, he should act decently. Make sure that he uses the bathroom in the right way. Make sure that he's tzinua about that, and make sure that he has privacy for himself and for those around him, especially with the covering of the head, another element, not arrogance, not humility, coming before Hashem with a pleasant demeanor, but also to make sure that you have the proper tzniut, the proper privacy, and the proper respect for your bodies, for yourself, the proper respect for your life, that you're supposed to be a walking Kiddush Hashem, supposed to be someone walking and being involved in your life, in Torah, in mitzvahs, in chesed, and the kippah can represent that. The kippah can show you to be involved with that. The Shulchan Aruch points out in Orach Chaim, Yesh Omrim She'asr Lahotzi HaZichra B'bnei Birosh, Megula V'yesh Omrim She'yesh L'machol Shelo Likanis Bebeit HaKnesset V'Giloi HaRosh. I would also say Bebeit HaSefer, Bebeit HaMedrash. There are those who say that it is forbidden to mention Hashem's name with an uncovered head. There are those who say that one should object, that people should not enter the synagogue with an uncovered head. Can you imagine if everyone's sitting for a minyan, and everyone's there wearing their kippahs, their big kippahs, showing proper reverence for Hashem, proper kavod for Hashem, proper respect for Hashem, and a guy walks in, he has his sitzes out, he has his beard, but he has no kippah. It shows a lack of respect for Hashem. It shows a lack of respect, a lack of kavod for the tzibur, for the congregation, a lack of kavod for the Beis HaKnesses, for the shul, or the Beis HaMedrash, or the study hall, or the Beis HaSefer, the school, wherever you are. That kippah should go with you. The kippah should be with you. The kippah should be representing how we stand for Hashem without arrogance, with proper humility, to making sure that we are doing what we can to have respect for Hashem, to have proper tzni'us for Hashem, to have proper elements and proper aspects, to make sure that we know how we should function in front of Hashem, how we know that we should stand in front of Hashem. You can't go in a sefer, you can't go before Hashem without having that proper head covering. You need to make sure you're involved in bringing yourself the proper decorum, the proper mode of dress, the proper mode of respect for Hashem. And it starts with that kippah. Of course, we want you to have the tzitzis and the tefillin too. Maybe we'll talk about those again in the future weeks. We mentioned them in the past. Always behooves us to talk about it again. But we need to make sure to come that they are wearing the proper head covering. Shulchan Aruch points out otherwise in Orach Chaim, Asr leilech bekom ezakufa, v'lo yeilech dalad amas begilei harosh, b'yevdok nekavav, hagav, v'yachase kol gofa, v'lo yeilech yechof, v'yargil It's forbidden to walk in an overly upright posture. One should not walk a distance of 4 amos with the head uncovered out of respect for Hashem. Again, not having arrogance, having proper respect, having proper decorum. Make sure that he's clean all over. One should cover his body, not go barefoot. One should make sure to have proper hygiene throughout the day, but to make sure that they are clean and alacritous in the service of Hashem. To make sure that we are presenting ourselves to Hashem, presenting ourselves to the world as someone without arrogance, with humility, with showing ourselves to Hashem in a proper manner, in a proper aspect, with proper decorum. To make sure we're going about our service of Hashem, our service being involved in Torah and mitzvahs and chesed in the right way. The Tshuva Maharshal talks about how he was asked a question, and he was asked if you have to wear a head covering or not. And he answers in the response, I know of no prohibition against reciting a blessing without wearing a head covering. He was probably asked about if you're allowed to make a bracha without a kippah. Yet it was obvious to Maharai Rav Yisrael Isserlin that it is forbidden to invoke God's name without the head covered. I do not know whence he infers that. Now I have found that it is written in Tractate Sofrim that there is a dispute, a shabby person whose knees are visible or whose clothing is torn, or whose head is uncovered, may lead the prayers, Poris es Hashma. But some say that one may lead with knees showing or torn clothing, but not with an uncovered head. A person needs to be in an aspect, in a way that he's properly presenting himself before Hashem. He has proper aspects before Hashem. We should remember that we are nobility. We talked about this on a different time, and we could always bring it back. We are royalty. We are the sons and daughters of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, the King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one true King in the universe. If Hashem is the King, our Father, then we by definition are princes and princesses, and we should behave like that. We should act like that. We should dress like that. We should go about like that. We shouldn't walk around with torn clothing or very loose clothing, or on the opposite, it shouldn't be very intense either. What are we trying to do? That's not how a royalty would walk around, not looking to have negative attention from anyone around them. We need to have the proper modesty in all aspects and make sure to have that covered head with the kippah. make sure to have that covered head with the with the kippah. And Teshuvah's Marshal also goes on to say, it seems reasonable that even one who wishes to recite a blessing over consumption, brachat hanehen, something that they want to benefit from, a drink or a snack at night, when he has no hat on or while he is bathing, it's sufficient for him to cover his head with his hands. Even though one major authority has recorded that this is forbidden, Rav Israel incites him, the proof is that Rabbi Natan, when he was bathing in warm water and would drink, would cover himself with a garment over the place of his heart, not with his hands. But this is not a proof. In general, get that kippah covering, get that head covering, do what you can to make sure you have it in your life. Nedarim points out in 30b, Mutar b'nashim v'katanim she'nekran shechori harosh, ela anashim maitaima anashim zimnim demikasu reshayhu, v'zimnim demigalu reshayhu aval nashim le'ola mikasu katanim le'ola migalu. And the Mishnah states he is permitted to derive benefit from one of children because only men are called those with dark heads. The Gemara explains what's the reason. Men sometimes cover their heads and sometimes uncover their heads. Not talking about the Jewish people. They can be called dark heads since for the most part they have dark hair, which is often uncovered. But women's heads are always covered. Children's heads are always uncovered. The expression dark heads is referring to men whose hair is sometimes seen. Of course, talking to the general population. But we're talking about for the Jewish people. For our aspects, for Hashem, we cover the head. Kedushin 33a, Ravina hava yasiv kame de Rabbi Yirmiyam, midifti, chalaf hahu gavra kame velo mikase resha amar kama chatzif hagavra amar le dilma mitimisa mechaiseya nihu digisi ba rabbanan. The Gemara cites another incident involving honor one demonstrates for his teacher. Once when Ravina was sitting before Rabbi Yirmi of Difti, a certain man passed before him and did not cover his head. Ravina said, how rude is this man who does not show respect by covering his head in honor of a rabbi? Rabbi Yirmi of Difti said to him, perhaps he is from the city of Matam Haisa, where rabbis are common and the people living there are consequently not as careful to display honor as those in other places. But again, sources that covering the head is an aspect of honor and kavod. Brachos 24a, Amar Rav Chista, Shoka b'isha erva shenemar gali shok ivri naharos, uksiv tigal erva sach v'tkam ter lecher basecha, Amar Shmuel kol b'isha erva shenemar kikol lecher rov mar ene ave, Amar Rav Sheshes se'ar b'isha erva shenemar sarach kadei ha'izim. The Gemara talks about different aspects of what is considered not modesty. One talks about the leg, one talks about the fact that the voice might be, and one talks about how the hair. Of course, the sources in general for the woman covering the hair, the main source is by the Sota episode, where the Pasuk explicitly says that the Kohen should uncover her hair to degrade her, which by definition points out that it was covered to begin with. So to by men, of course, we need to cover the head. Shabbat 77b, Levusha Labusha, Glima, Shanasa Bo Kagolam, Gulsa Gali Ve'itev, Purya, Shaparam Ve'revin Aleham, Bor Zinka, Bor Azat Nakim, Sudra, Sod Hashem Lirayav, Apanda, Apis Cha Dain, Tan Rabbanah Shalosha calls Manche Mazak Ninin, Mosivin Gvor Ve'elohim Dag Menachash Ve'chazir. An outer garment is called Levusha, because someone's clothing is not ashamed. The broad outer garment is the glima, showing it that one has his limbs indistinguishable. A beautiful coat is a different name, because if you have the coat, you take it off, it's certain different aspects, but showing how each aspect of the different aspects of different things are named for different reasons. The Kolbo talks about the idea that a person should make sure that they walk with the head covered. Talk about how you shouldn't even walk with the Dalet Amos, because we want to be a chassid, someone who is pious. Make sure to cover the head. And then the Torah Zahav talks about the idea that when you go, when you daven, there is also an aspect not only to cover the head with a kippah, but also to cover the head with a talis. And we could talk about that another time. A talis is a fascinating garment. We wrap ourselves up, and we wrap ourselves in the embrace of Hashem. You know, we embrace ourselves with connecting to Hashem, with being involved in the aspects of Hashem. But we see here from these different sources, the main aspect we're talking about is not to be arrogant, is to be humble, is to be dignified before Hashem, trim and neat before Hashem. A person should make sure that they're fulfilling their obligations, that they're going around, and that they're making sure to cover their head and to have some proper respect for Hashem and to have some proper aima for Hashem, but to make sure that they're involved in different aspects of being involved in what we could do for Hashem. And we need to do what we can. We need to do what we think we can to fulfill that. When we're walking around, we should be proud, especially at work, when it's safe conditions, to wear that kippah. We could be an emissary of Hashem. We could be that shaliach of Hashem. We could be that person walking around with emo, without arrogance, with humbleness, with humility, understanding that we are an eved Hashem. We are a servant of Hashem, doing what we can to be involved in the missions that Hashem wants us to do, being a walking Kiddush Hashem, being involved in Torah, in mitzvahs, in chesed every single day. As we navigate different topics together, we wanted to talk about different things that could lead us to have a life that's more dignified, that's more upright, that's more ignited, that's more aflame. Being involved in Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed each week, trying to talk for 20, 30, 40 minutes about a different topic, a different aspect, a different area. If you ever have a certain topic you want me to talk about, I have many topics that we've done over the years. Happy to do those. But if you ever have a certain topic that you're interested in, you could always feel free to email me at maximumtee7@gmail.com. Questions, comments, suggestions are always welcome at maximumtee7@gmail.com. Don't forget, we have many different shows. We just launched a new one, Tani Talks Music, where I have my music that I've done over the years on my acoustic guitar. So far, I put up a couple of them. There's really 40 plus, but eventually we'll get to all of them. There's Tani Talks Daf, the Daf Minute. We talk a minute lesson on a Daf or a couple of Daf, depends on the time of the week. We have Tani Talks OT. We talk a therapy minute, an aspect from an OT's perspective. We, of course, have Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk 5-10 minutes about ideas of the Parsha. We have Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, where we talk a Mishnah Pirkei Avos per week for the audience members to keep. And of course, we have Tani Talks Radio, where we talk a topic per session, a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. Of course, all our podcasts are on different podcast forums. Google has not done podcasts anymore. They took it down, but we're on Spotify, we're on Amazon, we're on iTunes, and we're on different ones. Of course, Yidpod is the best one, and we're happy to continue. Feel free to let us know if you want to hear about any topic. MaximumTE7@gmail.com. This has been a Kippa, Cover Thy Head, talking about different aspects, different reasons why we do that Kippa. Be a walking ambassador for Hashem. Join us next time here on Tani Talks Radio, and I'm your host, Tani.